This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Who among us has never bounced a check? All right, those of you who haven't are more responsible than I am, I suppose. But an article in the Washington Post the other day revealed a side of the bounced check industrial complex not widely known. Danielle Douglas, reporter for the Post, wrote about a software engineer in Kansas City making $100,000 a year who couldn't get a bank to let him open an account in part because of a financial database called Chex Systems, C-H-E-X Systems. Danielle, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
This seems kind of bizarre. A guy making $100,000 cannot get a bank account. How does that happen?
Well, essentially, the subject of my story was sent into Chex Systems, which is a consumer database that tracks all of your overdraft, bounced checks, and reports that to banks as a flag for potential risk. Now, traditionally, banks use these kinds of consumer databases to look for fraud, but as a lot of the banks became a lot more wary of consumers who posed potential risk, they started to use them to at least weed out some of those customers. And that's what happened to this guy.
Yeah, when you say weed out, that is to say deny them bank accounts. Say, we don't want
essentially
your business. Essentially. Yeah. What is enough to get me on this list? If I bounce, I don't know, 5 checks, will that do it? 10 checks?
Generally not. I mean, a lot of times people end up on these kinds of databases because their accounts have been involuntarily closed, meaning that they owed a certain amount because perhaps they have overdraft a lot and they haven't paid off any of those amounts for a period of time, and then they end up in the system. However, a large problem is that a lot of people are starting to generate files and not necessarily have any problems in their bank accounts. And this is something that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is looking into to make sure that if people do end up in the system erroneously, they're able to clear their name.
You know how problems with your credit score stay on there for like 7 years or something? Is it the same way with your file and check system?
Unfortunately, yes. Most of these accounts will have some kind of bad mark in your file for up to 7 years, which is a problem. If you're trying to get back into the traditional banking system, then it's going to be difficult to get a checking or a savings account.
Tell me about these prepaid debit cards, like the one that the guy in your story uses. He basically stores his worth on there, in essence, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. And it's interesting because maybe about 10 years ago, there was a lot of concern, or even 5 years ago, there was a lot of concern about the fees associated with these cards, like withdrawal fees, maintenance fees. But the entrance of players like Walmart and American Express and JPMorgan Chase into this market has lowered a lot of those fees. So you don't have to deal with that aspect of it as much. But the other thing is that there are certain limitations. Like I mentioned in the story, this guy has to pre-authorize every check that he signs. And if you do have big ticket expenses, then that's probably not the best way that you want to be able to handle your money.
It's funny how you never realize until you come across these stories what a simply just how aggravating and thoroughly frustrating it can be not to have access to the banking system.
Certainly. And what's interesting is that after the story came out, I was contacted by several people who were in similar situations. These were professionals who in college came and ran into problems with their financial accounts. Their names ended up in check systems and they've been battling with the banks and credit unions to try to get back in. And in the meantime, I mean, this has been a windfall for companies like Walmart and American Express because they're able to pick up these customers. But the main issue is that you still want to be able to have access to the banking system. Because you may need a mortgage, you may need a car loan, and that traditionally is probably the best way in order to obtain those sorts of products.
Danielle Douglas, she is a financial reporter at the Washington Post. Danielle, thanks very much.
Thank you.